launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed. Here is your host, Steve Starrs.
Well, welcome again. Once every Monday, as I come in once a week, everybody, I'm glad to be back with you again today. I always look forward to this because you're such a great audience. I really appreciate you folks out there in the network and the opportunity I get to talk to you. So I am very glad to be back again on a show today. And I think we got a lot of very important background and conversation concerning economics and where we are right now that I'm going to talk about a lot. And, you know, there's a lot going on, of course, too much. And you're probably quite well aware of what's taking place, you know, in the economy, in the threat of world war, money going off to fight wars when everything is crashing around us on purpose, apparently. You know, you might even say this matches the prophetic warnings of the end times, where it says there will be wars and rumors of wars, that's threats of wars, plagues, you know, pestilences, famines, and earthquakes in diverse places. We haven't seen a lot of earthquakes as of recently. Well, actually, there have been a lot more than normally. And I'll go into that sometimes, but, you know, we're living in this day and age of what they call the beginnings of sorrow, some people call it. Well, that's what Jesus referred to it as, the beginnings of sorrows. But the end is not yet. The end is not yet. This is just the beginning. Of course, these things have been going on for many, many, many years, as you know, but nothing on the scale of what we see right now. And I've got a clip of that. I'm going to play about the farmers and what's going on with the farm wars. It's called Farm Wars. It's by John Bound. He's a great reporter who works with InfoWars. I like his material. I've been following him for a long time. We're going to play that. It doesn't include Alex, of course, but it has a really good sum up of what's taking place with our farming community. And the reason why I want to play this is because, well, if farmers don't survive, friends, neither will you. And they're is a full-fledged attack against our farming community. And I think this is very important. It's a big part of that wars and rumors of wars, famines, as we know. And they're cutting off the fertilizer. They're doing everything they can to try to drive the farmers out of business here in the United States. I happen to be very close to the farming community here, not because I'm a farm kid. I'm a city slicker when it comes to, you know, having much real background in farming, and I don't know much about it. I've learned a lot about growing things. I sometimes have a garden. I make my attempts, and I don't do too bad sometimes, but nothing like a real farmer. The people I know that I work with actually through my wife's work, she is with a big irrigation company that provides those big sprinklers that go around and around and around, you know, and this is a good use of water. They're very economical in terms of water usage, and this is where it's going. And so we're very close to the farming community and have a lot of friends who are involved with ranching, too. And I know this is kind of this is sort of a boring subject. Well, no, actually, it isn't, because what's taking place in the farms and the attack on our farmers is really, it's drastic, what's taking place right now. You're going to hear a little bit about that, because they are, as you know, they're using all kinds of genetically modified seeds, which are trespassing into other people's property, thanks to Monsanto and some other groups and people like that. They're also playing around with genetics and coming up with these weird frankenfruits and vegetables, if you like. And at the same time, they're putting more pressure on our farming community to produce and provide without fertilizer, as you know. So the natural gas that Russia was providing, so much of their natural resources have been cut off, even by the CIA and the, you know, the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline and people like that. Yes, this is happening by design. And when you look at those beginnings of sorrows that Jesus mentions in chapter 24 of Matthew, and I think it's also in Mark 13, almost verbatim the same comment, they pertain to these things that are all man-made. What about man-made earthquakes and tsunamis? Yes, I think we're getting ready to see some of those things right now. It looks like some of them may as of recently have been man-made. We can talk about that a little bit as well. But talk about the farming community a little bit here first and kind of get into this, because if you know people who are farming land, tell them we're praying for them. But try to encourage them. It's hard work. I'll tell you, farming is the hardest work out there, I think, in some ways, because you got to fix things. You got to keep it going. It's a constant year-round thing. If you're not out there farming during the winter, you're getting ready to go farming. And our farming community really needs the support, because they feed the world, friends. And if we didn't have them, you know, that would be, we'd all do very, very poorly. They feed our cattle. They feed, you know, they provide so much out there. And we're going to play this clip. So let's go ahead and play this clip. It runs about 5 minutes by John Bound. This is a good clip on farming. Take a listen to this.
Every farmer is warning us from every field on God's green earth. A reckoning is imminent. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are galloping on the horizon.
Last year in the United States, we lost over 500,000 farms. We lost over 125 million acres of farmland. There's never been a time that the local rancher or producer needs your help. Buy American, buy local.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates is the largest private owner of American farmland. Gates alone holds over 275,000 acres across 19 states.
Our government allowed two giant companies controlled by foreign governments to come in and acquire. One of them is controlled by the Chinese, and they bought Smithfield out of North Carolina. And the other one was a Brazilian company that came in and bought up one of the other major players. Why would we want to have an antagonist own 25% of our meat processing? It makes no sense at all.
Convoys of hundreds of tractors and trucks have slowed or blocked the traffic on major roads leading to major cities in the last 3 weeks. And many of the protesting farmers in France have also stopped after the government there offered a series of financial concessions. And they've also blocked numerous border crossings with the Netherlands. In Portugal, farmers have partly blocked a key bridge on a main road into Lisbon.
In the Netherlands, it was about fertilizer. In Germany, it's about the so-called diesel privilege. In France, it's about restrictions on the use of pesticides.
The CIA media and its satellite propagandists are covering up a global revolution that is far worse than any war. Engineered global starvation in order to rein in the GMO agricultural control of the United Nations Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset.
Climate transition is a key priority for our societies. We need to make sure that our farmers can be a partner in this.
With our new climate and nature plan, we focus on the following three things. First, the green transition. Second, the growing physical impact of climate change. And third, the risks from nature loss and degradation.
Our peaceful and united Europe is being challenged like never before by populists, by nationalists.
We hear the propaganda that increases of the gas of life, a trace gas in the atmosphere, will bring a disaster, and that we will have runaway global warming. Sorry, folks, we've known for 200 years from chemistry that it's the exact inverse.
In America, Soros pawns are now making it a priority to wage lawfare on the average farmer, while a backdoor elimination of fertilizer, livestock, and farms by any means necessary is well underway.
In order to get net zero, we'd have to kill all the animals, including ourselves, food and energy. Nothing else is as important as those two things. Water, right, is part of food. They haven't decided to cut the water off just yet.
You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water. Every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water.
4 billion of us depend on nitrogen fertilizer, which they now say is bad because it's a greenhouse gas or whatever.
And in particular, what the net zero movement does is it ignores the benefits of fossil fuels and it exaggerates the negative side effects. That's the key thing that's going wrong. Fossil fuels are crucial to the availability of food for 8 billion people in two ways. So anyone want to suggest what are the ways in which fossil fuels are crucial to food? Fertilizer. So that's one. So modern fertilizer is derived from natural gas. We cannot feed 8 billion people without plentiful fertilizer. Before natural gas, we were trying to use bat guano. That was our best fertilizer. Bat guano didn't scale very well to 8 billion people. Natural gas is crucial. There's nothing close to natural gas in terms of fertilizer.
Meanwhile, a tsunami of illegals is slowly reintroducing screwworms and hoof and mouth disease to American livestock our ancestors tenaciously battled with and eliminated from the U.S. Our nation is running out of time. No one wins in a war against the farmer. Everybody starves and everybody dies. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
There you are. There you are. Everybody starves and everybody dies. Nobody wins when we destroy our farms, friends. And this is what they're doing on purpose. Look at 275,000 acres now owned by Bill Gates, the largest landowner in the United States. Why isn't this criminal being apprehended? He should be taken to India to be charged with the crimes he inflicted on the Indians there with the polio vaccine years ago. How is it these people are getting away with all of this? Now we have my community has a very large meatpacking company, and I think that's the one they're referring to in the story here, where they're also cutting back or they're going to make some big changes there. This hits right close to home with me. I mean, what's happening here, because I'm, being from Denver, I kind of grew up in the city area, but now having the chance to get out into the country and get to know people who are working very hard to supply food and meat and things like that on your dinner table, your breakfast table, wherever, on your table, if you have one left, it's a tough job. And I know these people are working really hard, and I am really praying and hoping that you are too. We support your local farmers, go to their, farm sales and farm garden shows and stuff like that, that are out there when they're selling products on their own, trying to make a few bucks, just giving you direct delivery, So we got a lot of good people in this business, and look what they're doing to all of us by trying to destroy the farms. So that's a big part of it. Now, a few things, and I hope I'm not going to get too apocalyptic in talking about a lot of this, because it really comes up to date, I think, right now. We really have to think a little bit more about what's actually taking place here, because these are going to be Teutonic shifts, if you like, in terms of what's going to happen economically. We can change things. It's not too late. But we are going to have to stop these people out of control coming out of Davos and out of the World Economic Forum. This net zero idea, which is zero brains, is what it is. Anybody who believes that stuff and talks about it is either a criminal who knows what's going on or a complete dolt. I mean, it's absolutely incredible that people actually fall for this stuff. And your mainstream lying news media, the legacy lying media, keeps talking about all this kind of stuff all the time as if it's so important. It's a settled deal. Look at, without carbon dioxide, nothing's going to survive. That feeds plants. Plants need carbon dioxide, nitrogen. 80% of our atmosphere is nitrogen. You breathe a lot more of that than you do oxygen, in case you didn't know. I think a lot of you do. Anyway, I'm going to get to something here. I'm going to pull up this scripture that I wanted to read. Now, this is from the book of James, because this relates to a lot of things, as a matter of fact. It talks about the Federal Reserve. It talks about, how people are cheated who provide all the food, and how these filthy operators work their plan of destruction on the rest of the human race, and they need to be stopped, and the judgment that's coming on them. This is And from James chapter 5, verse 1, you probably heard it before if you read your Bible. James, who was the half-brother of Jesus, took over the leadership of the church after the crucifixion, and he was writing to a lot of us, all of us, both Jews and Gentiles who believed in the Messiah, and he's telling them what's coming. This is a prophetic warning to all those who gather up riches and wealth and what they're going to receive for it, who try to manipulate people And you'll notice something that's very specific about this. They use counterfeits. They use fiat currency. They use ways and means of cheating the laborers out of their hire. That's what it's talking about. Now, you can imagine this was written in the first century, you know, and nothing has really changed. These kinds of people have been around all that time. And excuse me just a second, let me clear my throat. What you have there is you have a situation where these people have used a deceit, and they're also dealing with things like gold and silver. But there's something about the gold and silver we'll talk about a little bit in a little bit later. But listen to this, James chapter 5, verse 1. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you. And you shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped up treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud. Fraudulent reserve notes, friends. Interjecting that. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries out. And the cries of them which have reaped have entered into the Lord's of Sabbath. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton, and have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath his long patience for it until he receives the early and latter rain. So you're seeing that these people are under judgment, and they use fraud. They don't sell honest commodities. They don't exchange honest commodities. I was going to say something about the rust on the gold and silver. You know, gold doesn't rust, nor does silver. Silver tarnishes, of course. You know, the hydrochloric acid that's in the atmosphere in your hands will cause silver to tarnish, but pure gold doesn't rust. How is it that the gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be witness against you? It shows you that they're using, in some cases, they're going to start using gold that is not pure. In other words, they're going to try to be selling impure gold, gold that's only maybe 22 karat. Well, that's partly copper. We know that, and it's in a lot of our coins. But I imagine a lot of this bullion that they're storing up, people have said before that a lot of what they think is in Fort Knox is possibly tungsten bars coated with gold to come out to the same weight. It's hard to say, you know, exactly how this is going to work. But, you know, these people are gathering up gold and silver, and they're heaping it up for the day of judgment upon them. This is going to be a witness against them. And they keep back the labor by fraud. They pay people, what they're giving people is fraudulent reserve notes. You know, the Federal Reserve note is actually known as the Federal Reserve Annual Unit of Debt note, FRAUD, Federal Reserve Annual Unit of Debt note. It's a fraud note. And these people, these bankers think they're so cute, don't they? But a bunch of idiots, dangerous idiots. But anyway, this is the way they've robbed people. Look at what's happening to your dollar. All this is coming about right now because this is part of what is taking place here. And I can't say that we can stop it, but we need to be aware of it, and we need to try to hold it back, and we need to try to get back to honest weights and measures, gold and silver, the real thing. I particularly like gold coins myself, especially the older ones, you know, that are dated pretty well. And you know, I want to put it in a plug. I guess there's a lot of folks that sell gold and silver through the network here, but I work with allamericangold.com. I don't really work with them. I'm just friends and actually never been employed, but they're pretty good. We'll get back about that. I hear the break coming up, and we'll talk about some of these things and go on. It's going to get much more intense. Stay with us right here on Lightspeed.
Ah! I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's easeoff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch.
Hey, getting back with you. Maybe you're hungering for touch right now, but you're going to be hungering for food later if Bill Gates and these people get their way. Hey, you list those spots, Ease Off and Wild Pastures. I guess that was just timing and luck, huh? Just by chance, serendipity. We're talking about farms. We're talking about beef. We're talking about the food you have to eat. We have some great sponsors right here on RBN. You know, that was I didn't plan this, and I just checked with Julie, and she said she didn't either, so it must be you know, people are being made aware by this network, friends. Our sponsors are helping you understand what's going on. We got some great people there, gold and silver as well. I encourage people to get pure gold or get gold that is verifiable to hold. It's not wrong. It's not evil. It's not bad. It is the honest and true currency, and it's constitutional currency, by the way, which we have left in the long haul through all of this. You know, I don't think a gold standard would actually work, but gold and silver is a little bit more adaptable, and that's why they decided to go with gold and silver, because you can use both coins as well. It used to be 17 ounces of silver for 1 ounce of gold, but I think that number is about now 32, 33, something like that. Now, what was the gold price? The gold price today is $2,160. Silver is $2,507. So, you know, you can see right there that it's really that proportion of silver to gold is really out of kilt with what occurs in nature. But, you know, maybe a commodity index would work better. We ought to be thinking about wheat, corn, pork bellies, you know what I mean, lumber, we could actually have a commodity index to base a real currency on. It doesn't mean you can't use fiat or money currency. What it means, though, is that should be based on real things and rather than the Federal Reserve and Larry Fink. Now, if you're watching Bitcoin, and I am, you know, I think I have Bitcoin and I have a mutual aversion for each other. It seems like, you know, whenever I want Bitcoin, I can't get it. And whenever Bitcoin comes around, I'm not paying attention, it seems like. But, you know, I actually do support cryptocurrency because I think we need an alternative to the Federal Reserve note. And they don't like it. They know that the people have actually put together a better banking system now with cryptocurrency than they have with their failing Federal Reserve. I didn't want to get too deep into that subject. But, you know, there are here you are dealing with the capability of getting around this system, not because you're avoiding taxes. And as a matter of fact, you know, that's one of the things that Janet Yellen, you know, she reminds me of Grandpa Munster with a blonde wig. You know what I mean? I can't stand that woman. I mean, she is people like that try to say that everybody that is, you know, using cryptocurrency or going to that direction is trying to avoid taxes, when actually about 95% of the people who are involved with cryptocurrency are very, very in tune with paying taxes exactly as they should be. You know, they're trying to defame cryptocurrency, and at the same time, they're coming out with their own, you know, CBDC, right? I mean, they want to try to do something that the people have already recreated for themselves using an ability to trade internationally. Now, the big problem there, of course, is to the overseas offshore banking industry. Where do you think Bill Gates and these people store their money? Do they pay taxes? Hell no. They don't pay anything. What if they can? I mean, Bill Gates uses the entire tax system to generate income and create most of his wealth. And he admitted that many years ago. He says the tax system was what made him what he is today. His means of putting funding, nonprofit, into a cycle, creating companies that make money, that make more money, that go back around and around. He just multiplies that system over and over and over to make the money that he has. But now he's coming after your land. Okay, where's the real investment? Your land, your property, your food, your health, all of these things. You can see how these maniacs operate. So, yes, there should be judgment. There should be something that takes place here that puts these people into check. Now, you know that for many folks, I have been both a strong supporter of Donald Trump and also very critical. One of the biggest mistakes he made coming into office was not carrying out what the Congress had voted for three times, which was to audit the Federal Reserve. If you've been listening to this network for a long time, you know we've been against the Federal Reserve, as we should have been for many years. There was a vote that was advanced by Ron Paul and even Dennis Kucinich, who was a Democrat, and many Democrats voted for it the first time around. It passed the House and went to the Senate. It was tabled. It came back again, passed with more votes. It was tabled again. It came back a third time, and there was something like 380 of the, 435 House of Representatives people voted for auditing the Fed. Three times Congress has voted to audit the Fed, and all three times the Senate has tabled this. So, you know what Donald Trump should have done when he came into office? He should have said, look, we're going to get the Fed audited. Congress has voted for it three times. You know, Donald Trump is theoretically the head of the Federal Reserve, or what he was anyway. It's Joe Biden, but he's got no head, so he can't be the head of anything, or at least his head has gone south. The bottom line is we should have gotten that Fed audited, friends. I'm talking about this fiat currency and the fraud. We'll get back, and I'm going to get even really deep with this stuff. Stay with us after the break. We'll dig right in on it.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a great show going on today. I'm glad to have all of you along, and I'm happy about doing what we're doing today. I feel good about it. You know, we were talking about our farmers. We were talking about the people who are raising food for us. We're talking about the people who are laborers who are being cheated by the Federal Reserve. And I was beginning to talk a little bit about that before the break. And three times the Congress passed a bill to audit the Fed, and it was tabled by the Senate every time. And Donald Trump, I think, made one of the biggest mistakes of his many listed poor appointments, one of which was Alex Azar, an attorney from Eli Lilly, who would be the head of Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS. Under him, Francis Collins, who is a complete fraud. And then down below him is this guy named Fauci. F-A-U-C-I. You know, I used to talk about Fauci on this network, and here we go again. I think Dave and I mentioned at least seven times, if we had one of those machines that could listen to all the programs that we did in 2015 and 16 before Donald Trump even had the nomination to run in 2016, I think we said at least seven times, Trump needs to get rid of Fauci immediately. Coming into office, okay? Most people did not know who Fauci is and was and what he'd been doing. I had been tracking Fauci since 1992, warning you about this guy. And I found even smart folks, a lot of you folks out there, most of you didn't know at all who Fauci was in 2016. And didn't find out until later what kind of a sorcerer and evil snake he really is. And, you know, this guy's still around. He's still around. Rand Paul has been trying to get rid of him. I hear that when he comes home from the Capitol, his wife says, "Have you gotten Fauci arrested yet?" Every night, just about. No. I mean, how is it that Gates and Fauci and these people can continue? You have to ask. Well, we know how, because our government is a fictitious fraud. They don't represent us. They're robbing us. They're spending money on wars that we do not need. They've got the borders wide open. They have ruined health and human services. Friends, there is so much that is taking place that is robbing you on every end. And I shouldn't go there, but I'm going to say this. I was thinking about running for Congress. And I'll tell you the reason why. I could be in Congress by the last of June. Ken Buck, who was a phony Republican in our state in Colorado, has been called down, caught out, and he's resigning, which means he'll be leaving office very soon. And they're going to have a primary vote to put in a temporary congressman to represent the state of Colorado until the election, when the next election takes place. And man, I'm telling you, there's guys, people coming out of the woodwork who want to run for this office. And so Ken Buck will be leaving. I wrote him a letter asking him why Joe Biden was being vetted before he was placed in office, before January 6th. I said there's five reasons why Joe Biden should not be president. One, high crimes and misdemeanors. Two, bribery. Remember, he boasted about that at the Council on Foreign Relations, and everybody laughed when he got the prosecutor after Hunter fired. Three, treason. He was involved in treason before he took office, and he has been ever since, really. Four, Amendment 25. This keeps derelicts and stupid asses out of office, people who can't physically or mentally handle the job. That's four constitutional reasons. And five, he didn't win the election. You know, isn't it astounding how Rupert Murdoch is such a bend over traitor? You know, I mean, how he goes ahead and pays almost $750 million to Dominion, this company based out of Toronto, Kansas, Canada, friends. It is not a U.S. company. Their headquarters are in Denver. Okay, U.S. headquarters, where they're hiding behind our freaky, perverted governor, Jared Polis, here in this state. I'll tell you, Colorado has really gone downhill, friends. I'm a native, and I hate to say that, but it has really gone downhill. And yet, we're one of the biggest providers of beef, of pork, of chickens, and egg ranches, and things like that, and wheat. And we also have a lot of natural, environmentally clean things that we can use, such as natural gas. We have some of the cleanest oil industry here in the country, and we're under complete attack. The people in Colorado, most of them out in the rural lands, are very conservative, but we've got these freaks who are Democrats who are running things the wrong way in Denver, and it's really ruined the state. People are actually leaving Colorado now, believe it or not, and if we could skip across the border, we would too, but we can't yet. Anyhow, glad to be here, though, with you folks. Now, where was I going to go? There's so many areas to talk about. We're talking about gold and silver. We're talking about cryptocurrency. You know, a lot of people say, don't you think cryptocurrency is the mark of the beast? No, I don't think it's the mark of the beast. I think the mark of the beast is a system that controls your money. It's not something that is an alternative that you can use to trade with. And I think cryptocurrency offers an opportunity for people to get a little bit of their money and their cash out of the hands of the Federal Reserve and into, there are now, I guess, 2.2 million cryptocurrencies. We could start a RBN cryptocurrency if we wanted to. Maybe we should. You can start these things very easily. There's 2.2 million of them now. Now, a lot of them are fly by night and really flaky. Let's be honest. And you look at the list, it's growing, ongoing. But here's what's happening. Just recently, and I heard Maria Bartiromo, who I really like, she's one of the few anchors at Fox that should be leaving with Tucker. Maybe he could start his own new network with Maria and Lou Dobbs. Remember Lou Dobbs? He's still around. People like that have been fired and hassled by Fox That's why I can't stand them. And I tell people who are, you know, conservatives, I'm saying, take everything you hear here with a grain of salt, because you have basically globalist rhino Republicans behind all this. But Maria Bartiromo had left I heard a story on one of her economic updates that ran here on a station that I work with in Denver area. And she was saying that what had caused the big dent in the growth of what was happening with crypto was ETFs, you know, exchange trade funds. These are derivatives run by Larry Fink. People had a real problem with Bitcoin getting sanctioned, or getting not sanctioned, but basically, you know, agreed to be allowed, not sanctioned by set apart, but sanctioned by brought in to the Securities Exchange Commission, SEC. And so what happened is a lot of the money that was being, you know, put into this basically a free market was now being put up on the derivatives market by Larry Fink. Larry Fink is trying to get a hold of Bitcoin is what's happening, and it drove the price down. That's why there's a problem there. So I think the Bitcoin community and some of the other crypto communities should get together and say, look, we don't need the SEC. We don't need to be in the ETF market. If you know what ETFs are, they're paper, like paper gold. Don't buy paper gold. It's a real thing. Paper gold is a fraud, friends, and it is. If you see what has happened to the price of gold because of the ETFs on the spot market, because gold should probably be upwards of at least $2,400 to $2,500 an ounce, and they're subduing the price of both silver and gold. Again, that fraud note that they're putting out, they're cheating people by fraud. Same thing we talked about earlier. So anyway, what I'm saying is that's now creeping into the crypto market. So just be alerted to that. Maria Bartiromo from Fox News brought that out. And this is one of the things that's affecting the market. Will it continue to affect the market? I don't know. But I think some of these people are going to find out the hard way that they bought another Joe Biden. You know what I mean? With this episode of this latest expenditure, allowing the SEC to approve the use of ETFs for Bitcoin. We'll see what happens to that. That's just a side note. I didn't intend to go into that, but I thought you ought to know that is part of the story. But I want to get on to something more important here. And I wish I'd have spent a little less time rambling and talking about something very important that I want to get into. You know, when it comes to gold and silver, this goes way back. Gold and silver have been currency for a long time. And if you've ever read the 28th chapter of Ezekiel, Ezekiel was a prophet at the time of the fall of Jerusalem when Nebuchadnezzar took over. He was in the second wave of refugees that were taken out of Jerusalem at that time. This was before the destruction of Jerusalem. As you know, Daniel, if you know this, the book and the timeline, young Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were all taken as they were children of the royal lineage. They were children of the king that were taken to Babylon very early on. And they lived inside the palace, actually. They were kept there kind of like as part of Nebuchadnezzar's human zoo. He had all kinds of people in there that he used as liaisons or ambassadors or translators and stuff like that. So that's why Daniel was taken. But Ezekiel was taken a little bit later, and I believe the year was 591. So this was about Nebuchadnezzar took over in 605 BC. This is when the first wave left. And in chapter 28 of Ezekiel, he's going to talk about somebody called the Prince of Tyre. Do you know who the Prince of Tyre is? Okay. The Prince of Tyre is a prophecy, really, about the Antichrist, Beast of Revelation. Okay. But he's depicted as the Prince of Tyre. And Ezekiel says in chapter 28, the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus says the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, thou hast said, I am a god, and sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man and not God, though thou set their heart as the heart of God. This is exactly what the beast of Revelation is going to do, friends. Now, this is what interesting what he says, Ezekiel says, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. He's talking about Daniel. Remember, Daniel was a little kid at this time. Well, he was probably a youth, but Daniel had already interpreted the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. So Ezekiel is talking about him in reference to the Antichrist. He's saying, "Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee." That is actually a taunt. You could actually read it just the opposite. "Behold, art thou wiser than Daniel? And is there no secret that can be hidden from thee?" Ezekiel is revealing what Daniel will not receive in Revelation until 536. It'll be almost 70 years, or, well, 55 years later before Daniel will actually receive the revelations he's going to have. But Ezekiel's already naming him as the person who is going to identify the beast of Revelation, which he does. Get into that sometime in real depth with you. Anyhow, now listen, here's the gold and silver connection. "With thy wisdom," he's talking about the prince of Tyre, "with thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches. Thou hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures." He's going to be hoarding gold and silver, friends. That's one of the things he's going to be doing, the real currency. See, while everybody else is buying the phony fraud note or some other bogus currency, the beast is going to have control over a lot of gold and silver. You read this in a lot of passages about this anyway. "By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic of their merchandising hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches." But this is what God says. "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations. They shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring you down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the cities. Will you then say before him who slays ye? You, I am God, but thou shalt be a man and no God, and in the hand of him that slays thee. And thou shalt die in the depths of the uncircumcised by the hand of the strangers, for I have spoken it, says the Lord God." So God is forecasting and telling what is going to happen with the beast and what the prophecies of Daniel, which we'll reveal later. So it's an amazing scripture, but it gets back to this idea of gold and silver, how he is going to be using gold and silver to gain riches, friends. So we're looking at another reason why gold and silver is something we ought to be getting and getting a hold of and storing. I know a lot of people have spent, made a lot of money on crypto, and then they bought gold and silver with it, which is a very wise investment. You ought to be packing some of this away with your ammo, you know, with your storable foods, with everything like that, because it's going to come down to that. Unless people are going to want to try to take the mark of the beast and go along with this the new crypto system that they're going to control, not us, but they're going to control it. They're already coming out with the CBDC. You know that's happening. So it's very interesting to point that out, I think. And historically, none of this is new. Remember the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, God said, you're not going to go out penniless and broke. You're going to get paid for the time you're in slavery. So they borrowed gold and silver from the Egyptians and they left with it. They had a lot of gold and silver. Why? Because God wanted them to have some money in the new land they were going to. They were going to use it for exchange. But what did they do? They got into the wilderness, and when they got all turned around by unbelief, they melted down the gold and silver and made a golden calf to buy their way back into slavery. They took all the gold and put it in one place in a national treasure, so to speak. Here you go. What are you talking about right now? Fort Knox and all these other locations. And they were going to buy themselves back into slavery and go back into Egypt after all this. This is after they come to the Red Sea. This is on the other side. This is the kind of stupidity that people have. Okay, so I know that's a little off. It may be off topic a bit, but I'm coming back to the land. I'm coming back to the farms. I'm coming back to true equity. You know, as I said, we had passed the Federal Reserve audit three times, and Republicans and Democrats actually got together to do this. But instead of taking that opportunity, as Donald Trump should have, and said, okay, it's passed Congress, I'm going to put this into effect, we are going to audit the Fed. Instead, he went to Georgetown, where the Jesuits hang out, and got Jerome Powell, okay, and put him in power. See, this was a horribly stupid decision, friends. I mean, when people are at the top are making dumb decisions like this, I have to call it out. As much as I'd like to see Trump succeed, and I still will be trying to support him, I was thinking about running for Congress, like I said, but I don't think I've got the money or the time. There's too many people in the race. But if I went to Washington, D.C. and got the floor, I'd be telling people exactly what I have to say as an independent. And I'd say, you need to do an investigation on 9/11. This country needs to get real. We need to start talking about what's been going on and how the people have been abused all this time. This is what Congress should be doing. To hell with the elections. It doesn't matter if we elect people who we think we like. If they don't do what they're supposed to do, and Trump was bewildered and schnookered by this snake called Fauci, when we could have told him over and over, get rid of this guy. There were over, 600 doctors and physicians and medical researchers involved with our Rethinking AIDS group. G. Edward Griffin is a member. John Rappaport, people like that. Celia Farber, myself, I signed on very early. Richard Stroman, so many others. Kerry Mullis. We could have told him. We'll be right back, friends.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Singing the blues, friends, and I'm sorry about that. I'm not trying to give you a bad report to start out on Monday, but I think we've got answers here. You know, we do have solutions. There are ways around all this. We've got to support our farmers. We've got to hang on to our land. We've got to get out of this Federal Reserve ripoff, which is way overdue. The charter was only supposed to run for 100 years. What is it now, since 1913. This thing should be done away with. It's a disaster. And if we don't take the opportunity we have to get a real and honest currency system working again, we will fall for Klaus Schwab and what they're going to do. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to create another modern age Tower of Babel is what's going on right now. You know, they tried, Nebron tried to do that after the flood. All the languages broke up and people didn't get along. This was going to be just as bad as that one was. People are not going to get along. They're going to be confused. We've been talking about, you know, the prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 28 about the Prince of Tyre and the King of Tyre. By the way, if you keep reading that, you'll also read about the King of Tyre. Now, if there's a Prince of Tyre, who do you suppose the King of Tyre is? If the Prince of Tyre is a figure of the beast of Revelation, who would be the King of Tyre? The devil himself, the angel Satan, whose name is actually Halel. Be honest with you, his name has been removed from the scriptures and it was replaced by Jerome, and he's now called Lucifer. Okay, but you'll read about that in Ezekiel chapter 28. Just a little background here. Tyre was invaded by Nebuchadnezzar after he destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. It took him 13 years to destroy that city, but as the prophecy predicted and foretold, he stayed with it. And he broke the city down, and the king there, the king was named Ethobaal the third. He either died or surrendered. Not really sure what happened, but they did take over the city. It's off the coast of Lebanon. It actually was leveled to the ground, but it's been built back because of the waterways out there have deposited sand, and the moat or the causeway that was created from the shore to get out to the island has kind of filled in right now. City's still there today. It was bombed quite a bit in the last Israeli expedition to the north, if you recall. Tyre is still around. 250 years later, Alexander the Great came through and did the same thing. He had to destroy that city as well. So Ezekiel is talking about this mythically or typology imagery, if you like, when he talks about the Prince of Tyre and the King of Tyre as the Antichrist and as Satan and their final fall. So you can read that and see that in the story if you like. I didn't want to cover too much of all this and try to tie it all together, except for to say commodities like gold and silver, wheat and corn, land, all of this is being stolen from the people by these kinds of thieves. The love of money is the root of all evil. But it's not the love of money necessarily. It's actually the other way around. The love of power, control, gives people the means by which they gain money to get that. That's how it actually operates. And we've been talking about that. We do a lot of that on this network. We are so glad that you're there listening. I hope you had a very good week. I'm going to be hoping and praying for all of you. Thanks so much for listening in. I will be back. Stay tuned and help the network right here on RBN. Have a good week now. Bye-bye.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.